I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Matt Wiese. He's the Marquette County Prosecuting Attorney, to find out more about efforts with the program known as Blueprint for Safety. Here's more with Matt Wiese.
The Blueprint for Safety is an enhanced coordinated community response to domestic violence. It was first developed in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then it's been replicated and adopted in a number of other cities around the country. Marquette County is the first rural county in the country to implement the Blueprint for Safety.
What is in this? What is in this plan? What is in this effort?
Well, what we do is we look at domestic violence cases. We work with law enforcement. We work with all the systems players in the courts, probation, sentencing, pretrial services. We work with the Marquette Women's Center, which is our community-based advocacy program. And we take an enhanced look at every step along the process to see if we can identify areas in the systems response that create that decrease safety for victims and maybe decrease accountability for offenders. And we created a comprehensive countywide policy to address how we approach domestic violence with an ever-approaching view that we need to always be malleable and to adapt to things as they come up. So it's an ongoing process.
So part of this then is something that you're doing at Sawyer. What's going to be going on there?
What we did over the last 3 years is we identified some problem areas. We saw a spike in domestic violence cases in the Forsyth Township area. Something like 24%, 25% of our domestic violence cases were coming from an area of the county that had 8% of the population. Okay. So we asked the Department of Justice to fund us a satellite location at Sawyer. And that location has an office for law enforcement, an office for a fully staffed advocate from the Women's Center, and then a shared soft space where we can have group meetings or police could do interviews in a not so sterile of an environment like in a police station.
So is this more of a, I guess, an information and resource center for someone, or is it a location to go to if they have an immediate acute matter?
It's all the above, really. It's not going to be staffed 24/7 with law enforcement, but we are going to have information there, and the plan is to put a call phone at the door so that if someone's in crisis, regardless of the day or time, they could call for service. During the weekdays, there will be a advocate there during regular business hours. So if anybody needs assistance, they can go see an advocate. If they need to see a police officer, they can call the police, and the police can meet them there and conduct the investigation at that point.
Where is this going to be at KI Sawyer?
It's at 328 Commando Street, and we're having an open house there on next Thursday from 1 to 3, and the public and the media is invited.
One of the things I know you've also said is that the idea here is to somewhat institutionalize this process. Why is that important?
Well, it's important because you don't want to have a systems response that's solely based upon personalities, because people come and go. Police officers retire, new chiefs come in, different prosecutors. So the idea is to create a process that will stay in place regardless of the personalities that are there doing the job.
You have an open house for this facility at KI Sawyer again. When and where? What's happening?
It's on Thursday, April 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 328 Commando at KI Sawyer, and the public is welcome to come and ask any questions, and we're hoping that some of the media will be there too.
If they can't make it to this particular event, how can they find out more either about this office or the Blueprint for Safety for the county?
They could either contact my office and talk to the Blueprint coordinator, Diane Ziegner. They could contact my office, talk to me. They could contact the Women's Center and ask them about it. One of the positions of the Blueprint is a Blueprint advocate, which is a Women's Center employee that is dedicated to work on this project.
That's Matt Wiese, Marquette County Prosecuting Attorney. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.